Hello and welcome to the live webinar, Lifecycle Marketing Volume 2, Converting More Subscribers into Buyers Using Effective Email Marketing, sponsored by Red Eye and powered by Retail Online Integration Magazine and EMC. I'm Jennifer DePasquale, publisher of Retail Online Integration and EMC, and I'm pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties at all, troubleshoot by clicking on the help widget at the bottom of the console, marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. Speakers will be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, so you can send the questions in at any time. Please make sure to turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all of the widgets on this console. You can click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all the widgets on this console do and how you can customize your experience today. And one reminder, you can download slides and an accompanying white paper for today's webinar by clicking on Download Slides widget at the bottom of your console. So let's get down to business. Here today to discuss how to successfully convert email subscribers into actual buyers are three speakers from Red Eye, the leader in behavioral email solutions since 1997. Today we have with us Matthew Kelleher, Chief Commercial Officer of Red Eye, and two Vice Presidents of Business Development for Red Eye, Bill McGowan and Shannon Smith. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Matthew. Matthew Kelleher is the Chief Commercial Officer at Red Eye International. He joined Red Eye in 2006. Prior to Red Eye, Matthew worked for Axiom, NDL, and Claritas. He undertook a variety of divisional director roles, most notably launching Claritas Interactive in 1999, and overseeing its European development. A founding member of the DMA UK Email Council, Matthew is responsible at Red Eye for the service and delivery of email solutions for all clients, as well as for the growth of the business. He is currently leading the company's expansion into the U.S. market. And these folks are going to take us through some strategies of pre-purchase email programs. So without further delay, here's Matthew Kelleher.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to Red Eye's webinar, Lifecycle Marketing Volume 2, Converting More Subscribers into Buyers with Effective Email Marketing. As Jen said, my name is Matthew Kelleher, Chief Commercial Officer, and I'm joined today by Bill and Shannon of the Red Eye Business Development Team. Unfortunately, never start a presentation on negative, but unfortunately, no matter how great your website is, not all users who visit your site will immediately buy something. We have to take that for granted. However, if they have taken time to register for your email communications, they haven't expressed an interest in your company. If nurtured the right way, they could become buying customers. In order to convert registrants into buyers, it is important to provide relevant email communications with the key here on relevance. This is especially important when trying to get the first purchase that transforms a browser or a prospect into a customer. This theory of relevance is by no means new. In fact, we've talked about it for the last 20 years in email marketing. Back in 2009, eMarketer released information stating that 46% of internet users unsubscribe from email newsletters because they are not relevant. Since then, online marketers are constantly being told how relevance will improve email marketing. Forrester Research published a report entitled Better Triggers, More Relevance in early 2012, and Marketing Sherpa and eConsultancy have both featured regular blogs on the subject of relevance. Whether it is segmenting your customer list in a new way or a more advanced way, or integrating behavioral data into your website into your email communications, the goal to success is always to make sure each email is the most relevant you can make it. Relevant emails make more money. I hope everyone on the webinar today agrees with that. Our theory, Red Eye's theory behind relevance isn't complicated. The truth is, usually if I was in a room with you, I'd ask for a show of hands, but we don't browse stuff we're not interested in. When a browser or customer browses on your website and what they click on, is very much them telling us or you what their interests are with your brand. Your customers and the best ones who are currently engaged with your brand are telling you what is relevant. And this is so important. This relevance theory must be applied from the first with new customers and new registrants from the welcome program. These people are interested in your company. They want to hear from you. Therefore, the key is to send them relevant information to engage from them from the first and initiate that process and that all-important first sale. More stats. In 2011, Marketing Sherpa released a report revealing that more companies are incorporating relevancy tactics into email marketing. And this is outlined on the chart on the screen. Automatically sending emails based on triggers is viewed as one of the most effective marketing strategies and is most often used. Likewise, segmenting by behavior is also widely used and viewed as the second most effective method for creating relevant emails. And this is a philosophy that Redeye hold dear to its heart. This webinar will look at how the relevance strategies identified by Marketing Sherpa can be incorporated into a range of pre-purchase email programs. Programs identified include welcome browser and wish list, abandonment and personal triggers. Incorporating these strategies of relevance and automation into your pre-purchase email programs will make them much more effective and will give you a head start on your competition for the coming few years, helping you to convert more registrants into buyers on the way. Now I'm going to hand over to Bill, who will explain conversion solutions.
Thank you, Matthew. Before we jump into each individual type of purchase trigger, it's important to remember when using email as a conversion solution, a well-thought-out multi-program campaign is always more effective than a single blast. For example, abandon email. Due to its well-known success, marketers often think of just sending one standalone email, and that's all you need. However, this is not true. The key is putting together a series of programs called the conversion solution, because while it combines a very different set of emails using different tactics, they're all focused around the subject of conversion. This is a combination of a browser conversion program, welcome programs, wish list programs, even basket process abandonment programs. The combination of these different programs allow us to build a brand presence from the registrant's first interaction. The welcome program is a key example of automatically sending an email based off triggers, the triggers being subscription. For most users, this will be the first email they receive from you. Earlier in the year, the Redeye Behavioral Benchmark Study revealed 66% of the companies send a specific welcome program. However, only 5% of these companies send any other follow-up email. A welcome program should not stop at a generic thanks for signing up email. A true welcome program should build up a series of three, four, even five triggers that pull in the user into a buying cycle. Ordinarily, these will start brand-focused with a soft and gradual build-up to a sales message. The key, however, is to still incorporate whatever behavioral information we know about the registrant. If a person A has opened up an initial welcome email, been laid back onto the site at specific products, it would be crazy not to include this information in the next round of messaging. On the other hand, if person B has not opened their initial welcome email, you now need to try something different and approach them in a different manner. If you're collecting preferences when people register, then they should definitely factor this into the program. Overall, your welcome program must take the user and understand what the offer is as a business, and then push the elements from your site that are most relevant to them. Redeye helped Hotel Chocolat implement a highly targeted welcome program to nurture new subscribers. After registering for Hotel Chocolat email newsletter, this could be done either through a website or through a custom microsite available at the brick and mortar stores. All registrants received an immediate welcome email. This email was part of a four-week behavioral email welcome program designed to further introduce the brand, engage the registrant, and ultimately convert the subscriber into a buying customer. As part of the campaign, new registrants would refer a friend to also subscribe. In return, both the new subscriber would receive a discounted coupon as well as the new person being referred. The campaign greatly increased Hotel Chocolat's active email base and helped to generate a large amount of extra revenue from new registrants. Now Shannon will review the browser program.
Thank you, Bill. Browser programs are geared around the browsing activity of your registrants. These programs, more than any others, are about relevance and fit. In short, these emails will be triggered by what a registrant looks at on your site. As with all email programs, the key is relevance, and the more relevant you can make it, the better. Never send a browser email to someone saying, "Thanks for visiting. Please come back soon." The user knows they have visited your site. They don't need reminding. They want to see offers, content, and information that's related to things that interested them. The best way to make your browser email relevant is to incorporate dynamic content. According to the Marketing Sherpa report, dynamically personalizing content is used by most companies. This type of dynamic content will allow you to place into an email information and images specifically relevant to what the user was looking at. It may be an image of a certain product they were browsing or the name of a hotel they were researching. However, this in itself can only be done by first segmenting users on what they have browsed on site. Browser emails can be used to show your registrant other products that might be of interest to them. For example, if a registrant was browsing hotels in Miami, it's not a bad idea to show them a hotel in the Florida Keys. With a fully integrated database that stores massive customer data, you can do some wonderful things. Monarch wanted to find a way to produce a timely and relevant email campaign that would generate bookings without bombarding customers with unwanted emails. Using RedEye's single customer view database, Monarch was able to capture data on destinations users searched for on their website. A three-trigger email campaign was devised incorporating dynamic content to feature the name of the destination and an image of the destination in the email. A dynamic landing page was also produced. The average open rate for the campaign was 57%, reaching over 70% on several occasions. The average click-through rate was 34%, reaching as high as 45%. In 2 months, the campaign achieved a click-to-sale conversion of over 6%, generating over 6,000 bookings. That was close to 100 bookings per day. The ROI for the campaign reached 17,000%. Bill will explain the wish list program.
Thank you, Shannon. A high portion of retail websites, increasingly travel websites, now allow users to save things that are of interest to them. This is a key opportunity to target your registrants with something relevant to them. Not to use this information in communication with your customers would be a huge missed opportunity. Too often, you put things on a wish list and then they forget about them. Using the email to keep these products top of mind will hugely increase the chances of the user going back to buy the product. Again, the ability to dynamically personalize content you send to the registrants will optimize the effectiveness of these emails, dramatically improving your chance of converting to sale. Abandonment is, of course, one of the most famous of all the behavioral email remarketing program strategies. There are a few variants of this email: basket abandonment, checkout abandonment, and booking abandonment. But the process is always the same. In short, someone begins at the purchase journey, but leaves before it's complete. Adding the product to the basket, starting a quote, and beginning the booking process is one of the strongest signals that this registrant is close to buying. In fact, when considering the Marketing Sherpa's relevance tactics, you not only segment the users based on the behavior, but you also segment emails based on the sales cycle. These people have entered the sales process, that not have completed it, but are very interested in completing it themselves. However, with it being one of the easier to use strategies, this often leads to a lazy approach to email. The ability to grow the abandonment email into a full program and get creative is huge. Creating a series of follow-up emails is vital for maximizing success. Stagger your campaigns and automate them to be sent based on the interaction with the last email sent. Also, be aware of the repeat abandoner. People that constantly abandon and still don't buy are clearly not responding to your email message. It is therefore important to stop receiving your emails and start an abandonment email that starts getting a different message across. This may be more of a led approach, or it might be mean more education of your products and services. Secondly, people that constantly abandon or buy off your emails have essentially been trained to abandon knowing that the incentive email will be along soon. You might be happy with this, and if it fits your promotional strategy, it's fine. But if it's something that you do not want to continue, it's important to spot this trend early and start giving them different messages. Start pulling in offers that these emails messages are not focusing on, and start putting in more interesting content. Next one is a great case study for Budget Rent-A-Car. As part of a behavioral email campaign, Budget introduced a specific range of emails to focus on pre-purchase communication. Included in the pre-purchase emails was an abandonment message. The program within that was that the abandonment basket program were three different types of triggers, and the target user is dependent on where they dropped off in the buying cycle. The campaign received 56% open rate, 26% click-through rate, and 12% conversion. Shannon will now review the personal triggers.
Let's explore the use of personal triggers. Even at this early stage in the customer lifecycle, you can use data the customer has produced during the sign-up to convert that user into a buyer. It may be a happy birthday email triggered by the date and providing an offer to entice the user into treating themselves on their special day. It may be a relevant reminder triggered by the day of something that is due, or it may be a seasonal offer triggered by what the user has selected in their preferences. According to Marketing Sherpa, only a relatively small number of companies allow registrants to specify email preferences. Yet this can be a key element in sending relevant emails, particularly early on in the customer lifecycle, when the information you hold about the customer is limited. In addition to preparing your strategic programs based around relevancy, don't forget your landing pages are just as important as your email templates. You shouldn't prepare strategic copy and images to entice your registrants back to your website only to dump them on a generic page that causes them to lose their way to that ultimate conversion. Again, dynamic content can be used to really personalize the landing page for your registrant. Create a relevant landing page designed specifically to support the email user has opened, and it will improve conversion. Landing pages from emails are key to the customer journey and should be tested to get the most effective response. You want to make the journey as easy as possible for the user. To improve email engagement, Red Eye helped Interflora, a division of FTD, implement a highly targeted and relevant customer contact plan. All email within the plan was segmented to be relevant and timely to each individual registrant. As part of the plan, a new registration process was introduced, allowing users to choose preferences. Emails were then set up to be triggered by these preferences, along with other information the user had disclosed about themselves, such as happy birthday emails sent on the user's birthday. Following the campaign, open rates, click-through rates, and sales all increased. Interflora also achieved whitelist status on AOL, and the campaign won Best Use of Email at the NMA Awards in 2010. Timing is everything. Delivering content at the best and most appropriate time is important. There's no one answer that works for all emails and all websites. Yes, there is best practice advice and guidelines to start from, but ultimately, there's only one way to send your emails at the best time, and that's to test, test, and test. If someone is looking at buying a $10 download, then it's normally an impulse purchase, and you want to stay top of mind and encourage them to come back as quickly as possible. However, if it's a $350,000 mortgage, then it's not a decision that they are going to make in seconds. Giving them a little time before getting in touch might be the better approach. Do some research into how soon your users open and click on their emails. Think about the life cycle of the products or services that you supply. Analyze the online behavior of your customer and apply all of this information into the timing of your pre-purchase email programs.
Thank you, Shannon. The first communication sent to a subscriber is often the most important. This initial email will set the benchmark for future communications, and you certainly don't want to get off on a bad start. Setting up automated triggers to target abandoners is great, but don't just rely on abandonment to initiate the communication. A well-devised pre-purchase campaign, including welcome programs, browser programs, and preference information, is the best way to nurture these prospects and encourage them into customers. The most relevant you can make each trigger you can send more effectively will be the best way to start. There are five main points to set up a pre-purchase email program. Never send a single email to convert the prospect. A program of communication will always drive the best results. Number two, timing is everything. Ensure to test, test, and test again to find the best time to send both initial emails and your follow-ups. Ensure whatever programs are running to integrate with the rest of your email strategy are also tested as well. Number four, people rarely browse something on your site that is not pertinent to them. So act upon that information and make your communication with something relevant around it. Set yourself a target, let's say 50% of how much of your email communications are automated and behavioral. This leaves you with some time to focus on the other 50% of communication, safe in the knowledge that the behavioral email is keeping up the end of the deal. Using relevant information to convert registrants into buyers is just the tip of the email iceberg. How you communicate to them and with the customers that they have after they have made the initial purchase is just as important. Now Shannon will review the top tips.
Number one, ensure all of your emails provide clear branding, a clean, fresh template design, and clear indication of what product is being pushed. Number two, in the subject line, make it clear why the user is receiving this email. Number three, as the email is triggered from the customer behavior on the site, ensure the content is relevant to each individual user by merging in information such as product details. If possible, dynamically pull in any key USPs or add-ons the user has shown an interest in. Number four, have the call to action relevant to where the user dropped out of the process. Some examples are retrieve your quote, complete your purchase, or buy now. Number five, all images should be clickable. So should the header. Number six, make the journey from the email as easy as possible for the user. If they drop off at the save the quote, bring them back to the relevant landing page.
Thank you, Shannon. Excuse me, cough. That's the end of the presentation for today. We've had a couple of really good questions posted by the viewers, I want to say, but got a couple of great questions. If you want to ask any questions now, then please do. But I'm going to answer the two questions we've had so far. Firstly, a question from Joe, who asks, on an abandonment program, sending them a discount might not be the best idea, but what would be a good hook to get their interest piqued again? So, 4 points I'd make here. First of all, the communication can often in itself be a good hook. Receiving, I like to think of a basket abandonment or browser abandonment email or as interrupting an individual's decision-making process. They come to your site, they look at the products, they go to another site, they look at other products. If you can put your message and your brand in that decision-making process, very often it can re-engage with that individual and bring them back to the site to finish the purchase. Second point I'd make, Use your brand. Use the USPs of your brand. What is your brand known for? Is it service? If it's service, if it's price, use that. So if it's a price-led, if you're a price-led business and you offer the best prices, simply say you won't get a better price elsewhere, or something along those lines. If you are service-led, drive home the USP, that service-led USP, and bank on that. Thirdly, always make sure you put in the images from the basket to show them what they had in their basket. And if you can, the fourth thing I'd do is add a cross-sell. So if this is a dress, a female fashion retailer, cross-sell something like shoes or handbags or something like that to extend the individual browser's interest, to hook them maybe not on that product. And there is a final thing, actually, that occurs to me is use integrate into the email user reviews. So for a cycling retail chain that we work with, put a bike into a basket, don't buy it, go away. What we actually do is we include user reviews of the next, I think it's 8 bikes in that range, and list them as well. So it's trying to say, okay, if that wasn't quite the bike for you, if you're not, your mind isn't made up, then have a look at these. And you find that individuals often, you know, it helps them in their decision-making process. The second question I've had is a very interesting one from Pantage. I hope I got that right. Do you have any experience in using real-time optimization programs integrated with email campaigns to optimize the email content and sending of emails based on consumer behaviors in real time? That's quite a tough question. Certainly what we do is we employ MVT
tactics in email marketing. I've been around for a little while now. So basically what you do is you use various images and dependent on various versions, and dependent on what version is outputting the other versions, then after a certain percentage of sends and opens and interactions, it will automatically divert to the best performing email. However, we haven't actually managed to, in real time, optimize specific behaviors, and I'll explain why. What we try and do at Red Eye is we try and look at two different types of customers. One is engaged, and one isn't engaged with your brand. So, however you define engagement, if a customer has been onto your website in the last 2 weeks, or in the last week, or in the last couple of days, that's an engaged customer. What you use the behavioral data integrated with your email campaigns for there is to try and convert that individual. So you build individual programs using dynamic content, picking up the behavioral data to maximize a conversion. The other side of it is where you don't have an engagement. So they haven't been to your site or they haven't opened an email for 2 months, and you want to gain that engagement again. And this is where I think the MVT in email tools really work, because what they do is they help you optimize that email for that campaign, gaining the most engagement, i.e. getting the most opens and most clicks and the most potential customers through to your site. So that's where I think it's valuable, and I think that using the behavioral data once you've got engagement to help create the conversion is the other side, the other strategy of a two-pronged strategy in that space. I hope that answers the question, but it's a great question. We have a few more questions. I'm going to hand over to Shannon for the next question.
Thank you, Matthew. This question comes from Peter. Does sending emails to old email addresses negatively affect inbox deliverability for new customers? Yeah, the short answer is yes. You know, Gmail, Yahoo, AOL have gotten very good at understanding the individual inbox. So if you're not opening or not engaging in an email, they can start moving that to your spam folder or just not showing it in your inbox. But the bigger risk and the bigger picture is that if too many people are not opening up your emails, it can affect your whitelisting, it can affect your deliverability, and it can hurt your sender score and your IP address. So you have to be very, very careful about who you're sending, and make sure that you are cleaning your list and you're sending to the engaged users. That's why, as Matthew had discussed, engagement is very, very important. If you do not have engagement and the user is not opening the emails, you want to start throttling back how many emails you're sending to them. Likewise, if somebody is very engaged with your emails, you can actually increase the number of emails going to that person. As long as they're clicking on the emails, they're showing that they want to get those emails. The next question is from Catherine. How many emails is too many emails, do you think? And then that actually builds on the question from Peter. Again, there's no magic bullet. There's no magic number. It really comes down to engagement from your user base and your email database. If they're clicking on the emails, they're engaged. Some people can get, you know, 30 or 40 emails in a month. Other people might want 2 or 3. If they're not clicking on the emails, you need to throttle back how many emails you're sending to the customer. If they're clicking on it, it shows that they want to get those emails, they are engaged, it's relevant content, and it makes sense for them. So you can increase the volume. Now I have a question for Bill. Hold on.
Thanks, Shannon. This one's from Dominic. It says, if your open rate is low, apart from A-B testing, what can you do to improve your open rate? And with this, a lot of times what we do is we actually use a lot of dynamic content and the behavior to make the messages more relevant. The A-B testing is great, but what you could potentially do is keep a control and then keep a secondary campaign that actually pulls in a small part within the creative that pulls in the dynamic content that they looked at, the areas. You could do category, subcategory, even down to the product level so that it is relevant to the individual. We talked about the bike being a left in the shopping cart and how you reference some other bikes that are in that category. That's a good way to keep the engagement high.
Dominic's been busy because he's asked a second question. Apart from adding social media to your email campaigns, what other ways can you improve the quality of your email? I would start from basic, from the bottom up, what data do you have on these customers? What data is available through your database, and what data can you use to segment? It can be as simple as, I don't mean to be trite about this, but it can be as simple as, can I use first name? To personalize. Can I split my mailings between age or gender? And then there are other tools that you can use. Mentioned a couple of them already. User reviews, people who bought this also like this, cross sales. But always remember that, and there are a lot of things that can help you make this, your emails more relevant in the marketplace. But always remember, it's got to be relevant to your brand. People aren't expecting to see content from that isn't relevant or hooks that aren't relevant to your particular business. They're expecting to see relevant stuff from yourself. The final thing I'd say is, I take you back to my very first comment this afternoon, which was, actually what makes emails relevant to individuals is information they leave behind when they browse. So if they're browsing shoes, you know they're in the buying window to buy shoes. If they're browsing holidays, they are thinking of buying the holiday. So you've got to act on that information that you've been provided and use that. Because I think the end goal is to make money for our businesses. And that is the key hook. That is how you're going to make the most money, by using that information they leave. I had another question from... which I have now lost, from Jeff. How do we nurture members of our database that are already long-time readers but still not loyal customers? That is an incredibly tough question. If they're readers and if they're browsers and if they constantly come back and you are exciting them in some way, I would say the best thing to do is survey those individuals. Cut out that segment of your database who are long-time readers but not haven't purchased, and survey. Send them a survey. Ask them to fill in a survey and study what they tell you. That, honestly, because another answer to that question is just keep trying. But I think email is such a brilliant tool for being able to ask your customers. And as long as you don't send out too many surveys, as long as you're not bombarding them with surveys, then simply ask them. Next question, over to Bill.
This came from Mary Beth. This one says, what tips can you give us in order to make a welcome program more effective? One of the things that we reviewed was to take and create a welcome program that is more than just welcoming them to your family of customers. Basically, what you want to do is create a message for each one of the follow-up messages to that first welcome program that actually introduces them to the company and actually counsels them towards the sale. So the first one might be, thank you for joining us. The second one might be reader reviews. The third might be about the top-selling products and counseling them on what would be the most savings that they would see from your brand as opposed to your competitors, and then go into some of the products and services that they might be interested in. So.
If you go to, on that point, if you go to the Red Eye website and have a look at the Hotel Chocolat case study, what they did was to improve their welcome program, was they simply said, we collect data in three different places. We collect it over the telephone, we collect it on site, and we collect it at point of sale. And what they found was there was a different quality and a different in that data, but also those customers wanted different things. And therefore, through research, they actually changed design and approach to each of those segments of customers, and they addressed them differently, which led, if I remember correctly, I haven't got it in front of me, but it led to an overall 20% increase in income from those emails. So that's another thing you could probably think out. And as I say, that's on the website. Another great question from Veronica is how do we get the customer, the single one purchase customer, to become a regular customer? Do you have any tips? This is the greatest question. According to all the profitability studies, this single element is the number one point at which you can turn your business into greater profit. So a customer who buys once is unprofitable. Most times a customer who buys a second time, more likely to go on to be a loyal customer, in the long term becomes a profitable customer. Do I have any tips? My single one tip is use behavioral email. And I know that's a little bit obvious, but you want that individual customer. You want to build a program around that individual customer. You want to say to them, you bought once, did you enjoy it? So we're going to build a program around increasing this. So let me just start that again. Take the segments of one-time purchases and put them into a program of emails designed by yourself to maximize the second purchase. So test a series of emails over a month. So from the first purchase, test a series of emails, behaviorally driven. You set up a program. Each email fires and uses behavioral email. Have they been on the site, what they've browsed, et cetera, et cetera. And test that. See what the results are. Then go back to the start and see whether you can improve that program. But the number one thing I would do is I would build a program specifically of automated emails so that when you get that first purchase, you have a program that you know is optimized to sell that second product to that customer. I hope that makes sense. That's it for today. That's all the questions we have. I hope our comments were useful. We'd like to share with you some upcoming events that we're doing. On January the 29th, Red Eye will be releasing another white paper entitled Life Cycle Marketing Volume 3, funnily enough, to come after 2, Using Email to Develop Customer Relationships and Improve Return on Investment. February 25th to 8th, we'll be at eTel Palm Springs. And please, if you're interested in following up any of the things we said and you're going to go, we're at booth 613. Please come by. We'd be delighted to follow up any questions or any of the topics raised today. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, visit our website, et cetera, redeye.com, for the latest news and views. Thank you. Am I handing over to you, Jen, now?
Yes. Thank you, Matthew, Bill, and Shannon. Appreciate it. We are just about out of time, and on behalf of Red Eye Retail Online Integration and EMC, I want to thank you for attending today's webinar. Be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. Please, if you'll also just take a minute to fill out the brief feedback survey that will appear on your screen next, we'd be so grateful. Your feedback will influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. I hope to see you at the next Retail Online Integration webinar. Thanks so much.